It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, we're going to begin reading with the 10th verse today. And so please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 10. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's Parkview Bible Church, parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And please, we have much there, so please enjoy it, and I hope that you can find we have many, many messages, studies up there, Constitution, Plan of Salvation, so please that you would enjoy that. And then also, if you'd like to email us, you could email us at parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com or parkviewbible@gmail.com. Either one will be just fine. So glad now that you've joined us today. And so please, as we take a look at this, I just want you to enjoy it today. Enjoy the time together as we come. And so please that you can just take your time. Study the precious word with us today. And so we're going to begin now in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And we're going to begin reading with the 10th verse. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. Let's end the reading there in the 18th verse, and let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy this time together. We just praise you that the door is open, that we can come across the radio and proclaim your precious word. And I just ask, Father, that all that are listening will take the time to listen, that they can hear your word, not my words, but your words, and that they'll speak to their heart and they'll come by faith to salvation, so that their flesh can be dead to the sin. And that's the only way it can take place, is by coming by faith to you. When you died on the cross, Father, your Son died on the cross at Calvary. When Jesus died on that cross, when your Son died on that cross, dear Father, he took our sins away and he set us free. But then he gave us life, because he came out of that grave alive 3 days later. And he's at your right hand right now, and I'm awaiting his arrival when he comes back to this earth. So thank you, Father, for the wonderful gift of salvation and the wonderful gift of life that you give us. Now please guide and lead us as we study this precious word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The 10th verse there says, but if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life because of righteousness. The body is dead because of sin. The believer will die physically because of Adam's sin. But the Spirit, the saint's own personal spirit, is alive. How is it alive? By the Holy Spirit, as he energizes it with divine life. He gives us divine life. We need to come by faith to Jesus and be born again and we can receive that life and enjoy that life. And please call upon the Lord Jesus. Because of this life, the life that Christ has given us, we have his righteousness given to all that believe. He gives us life. Righteousness includes justification and sanctification. And so what a tremendous work that our God does in our life while we're here, because the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. We are dead to when Jesus died on the cross, and we accept that by faith, that he died for our sins and for us, then we too are dead to the flesh, dead to our trespasses and sins. And we can be made and are made alive by the Spirit of God as he comes to live within our hearts. And so, yes, we have the righteousness of God. It's not my own righteousness. It's not anything I can do, no works that I can do. But the righteousness of God is given to me. And with that then comes to be justification. And justification is just as if I've never sinned. What a precious gift that our God gives to us. And then also we are sanctified. And that is that the process of making us right and making us perfect. Now that is not completed in this life, because we will always have sin. It'll always be a part of us. We are forgiven in God's eyes, but because we still live in the flesh, we're dead to that flesh. We have the power to be victorious over that flesh, but we still have that flesh until we die or Jesus comes to get us and we receive our new glorified bodies. What a glorious day that will be. And so pure grace is Christ in you, Christ in me. That is grace. Wonderful, wonderful grace. Christ is God's grace brought down to man. And we have that in John, the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And we look to John chapter 1, verse 14. John chapter 1, verse 14. Now, I'm going to read verses 1, 2, and 3 because it ties in so closely to that 14th verse. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word in the beginning was the Word. Listen to this. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Now we're going to jump down to that 14th verse. And the Word, same as up here in verse 1, 2, and 3, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So you see, Christ is God's grace brought down to man. And the Word, Jesus Christ, you know, some people have the understanding that Jesus, when he was born upon this earth 2,000 years ago, that was the beginning of his time. But no, he is through eternity and always will be, just as God the Father and God the Spirit. And we recognize here, as we read that third verse, that a lot of people don't realize that the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, is the Creator of all. And so he is the Creator. Jesus is the Creator. What a wonderful! Our Christ is the Creator of all that we have. And so please, that as we continue to enjoy and study the precious Word, when Christ comes to dwell in us, in the person of the Holy Spirit, then we are dead to the flesh, dead to the law. Now, it's hard for us to understand that, to get that through our minds. We are no longer bound by the law. The law kills. We can't keep the law. The law's perfect. But the law just destroys us because we can't keep it. We're not perfect. Jesus was perfect. Perfect God, perfect man. He died on the cross. He took our sins away. And when we come by faith to him and say, yes, Lord Jesus, please, that you would save my soul, my old wretched soul, he will. He is faithful to come in, and he comes in the person of the Holy Spirit, comes to live within and dwell within your heart, within your life, and he will do that for eternity. And at that point, then we are dead to the flesh. We are dead to the law because Jesus has completed the law. And by completing the law, doing everything perfect, and then dying, after death, the law has no binding. There is nothing that we are held by the law after death. And by Jesus dying on the cross, we have taken a place with him, and so we are dead to the flesh and to the law. So for the first time, we have victory. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Let's go to Romans chapter 10, verse 4, because it's a precious verse of Scripture. It says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes." Will you please come by faith to the Lord Jesus? We have been made partakers of his divine nature. Let's look at that Scripture. That Scripture we find in 2 Peter. You see, Scripture confirms Scripture. We don't need another book. We have the Word of God, and if you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit within your heart. And what a wonderful, wonderful promise that we have, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so we just need to enjoy and walk each day with him. First, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." You see, we have escaped that because we have come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at Galatians. Chapter 2, verse 20, Paul says, "I am crucified with Christ." And so let's look at that Scripture verse. Galatians chapter 2. I hope you're becoming familiar with your Scripture, with your Bible, that you can find these books with me as we look at them. If not, why, just jot them down and then go back and look them up later would be just fine. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. "I am crucified with Christ," Paul says. "Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." What a precious Scripture as we continue to look at this 10th verse. "And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." Paul was dead, yet he was speaking. Paul was dead, yet he was alive. Let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. We are dead in Christ, and we finally, for the first time, can have victory over sin because our Lord Jesus died for us, and we just come by faith to him. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." What a promise that's coming. But right today, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ," if you come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to look at verse 6. Galatians chapter 2, verse 6. "He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Look at our position. And we're going to back up here and read a little bit more of the Scripture verses in Ephesians. It says in verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, for it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Please come by faith to Jesus and be a part of this wonderful gift that he gives us. This only takes place because Christ is in you. And back to Colossians once again, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, and hope, the hope of glory. Please, that you listen. It says, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his work, which worketh in me mightily. Come by faith to Jesus. The riches that he wants to give us can be had if you come by faith to him. Call upon him today. Trust in him as your Savior. What precious scripture verses. And once again, back in Romans chapter 8, verse 10, if Christ be in you, that's the key. You need to come by faith to Jesus so that Christ can be in you. The body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. He gives us life. Verse 11, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. What a precious scripture verse. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, which he does if you come by faith to him, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Raised up Jesus, raised up Christ. Notice the change in the name. We find here in this verse, it says, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Do you see the difference in the names? Jesus is in the first section there, the man who died on the cross. Christ is the second name listed, speaking of the very same person. He is the head whom God raised from the dead. And so now we praise Christ. Our Lord Jesus died on the cross. We need to trust in him. And our Lord Jesus Christ is his full name. And he has quickened, as it says here, and from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. To cause to live, to make alive, is what that word quicken means there. And so when you notice, and you may just have read that 11th verse and never even realized the difference between the two, but he went from Jesus from the dead to Christ from the dead. And again, one is the man who died on the cross, the other is the head whom God the Father has raised from the dead. That's the reason for the two different statements there. Christians, like sinners, grow sick and die. And this will go on until the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body. Now, we're going to go to the 23rd verse to get that, and it won't be too long we'll be there. And so let's just kind of back up even all the way to the 18th verse, because we read through verse 18 today. But we're going to say here, for I reckoned, this is the 18th verse of Romans chapter 8, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of the corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. To the redemption of our body. This verse, the 11th verse, for if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, so if you're born again, if you have the Spirit of God within you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. What a promise! What a promise! This verse speaks of the future resurrection of the believer's body. Our Lord was raised from the dead physically. The bodies of the dead saints will be quickened or raised from the dead at the rapture of the church. What a day that will be. And then it goes on in verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of your body, ye shall live. So Jesus died on the cross. He rose again. He received His glorified bodies. By us coming by faith to Him, believing in that death, burial, and resurrection, then we too have the promise of life. If we have to face the grave, then we will come out of that grave victorious. And if we are still alive when He comes to get us, and we don't have to face the grave, we immediately will receive our glorified bodies and follow those that did have to go into the grave, follow those that came out with their glorified bodies. No longer debtors to the flesh. We're sold under sin, as the 7th chapter, verse 14 tells us, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. But you see, now we have been set free from that master and become servants to righteousness. We owe nothing to the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, the Scripture tells us, for we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh, ye shall die. Paul is assuring the believers in Rome that we are not under any obligation to the flesh. Paul reminds them what the flesh gives is death. That's all it can offer. So you see, when we try to satisfy the flesh, that brings nothing. A person who lives habitually under the dominion of sin is an unsaved person. So if you live habitually, or all of your desires are under the dominion of the flesh, you're on the way of death. You are not born again. But if you're living habitually under the dominion, the domain of the Spirit, the control of the Spirit, you are habitually putting to death the deeds of the body, and you'll live. You see, if you're truly born again, you have a desire to please God. If you're lost, the only desire you have is to please the flesh. The only thing the flesh can offer is death. What the Spirit can offer is life. We are not debtors to the flesh, to live to the flesh, or to crave the things of the flesh, but we have within us the Holy Spirit, who leads us into spiritual things, spiritual living, spiritual practices, We need to walk that way. And we need to seek the will and the power of God. Do we desire the things of flesh from time to time? Yes. Do we surrender to the things of the flesh? Yes. But the desire of our heart is to please our God, which we need to follow the direction and the leadership of the Spirit to do so. Let's go back to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. We're going to read verses 15 through 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Please choose the Lord Jesus. Please come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And then the scripture continues here in the 14th verse. And let me read once again 12 and 13 that leads into 14. Therefore, brethren, we're in the 8th chapter of Romans. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, we see here that if I am a son of God, the Holy Spirit leads. If I am not led by the Holy Spirit, I am not a son of God, the sons of God. We need to watch the fruit. Watch the fruit. If there be no fruit, then you're not a child of God. You need to come by faith to Jesus. It is so simple. Just surrender to Him. Call upon Him. Watch the fruit in your own life. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's the fruit of the Spirit. So the folks that you go to church with, do you see that? Do you see that fruit? Do you see them producing that fruit and continuing to produce more and more fruit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. He leads all sons in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He leads. We need to follow. He is leading us. The Holy Spirit is in the world to glorify Christ, not to glorify Himself, not to bring glory to us, but to glorify Christ. Now, let's go back to John chapter 16. We'll have time for one more verse of Scripture here today. John chapter 16, we're going to begin with the 12th verse. John 16, 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. This is the Lord Jesus speaking before He, as we enter into the time of the cross and crucifixion and all that. This is prior to that. And I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show it to you to the things to come. Now, we're running out of time to even read these verses of Scripture. We'll begin with this verse of Scripture next time we're together. My dear friend, it's wonderful to open the precious Word, to study the precious Word. Now, I've got a question, as I always do. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?